Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. Municipal staff shortage problem on the mend, vaccination rate jumps although the city continues to grapple with staffing shortages as a result of the current Omicron variant-fueled wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, things appear to be improving. The issue was worse earlier this month, when curbside collection in certain neighborhoods wasn't being completed on schedule, but this problem hasn't continued in recent days. So described City General Manager of Corporate Services Kevin Fauci, who said he hopes improvements in certain areas will indicate a greater stability moving forward. There are so many people who went through mild symptoms or testing positive, and you hope that means it's running its course and there are fewer people able to be affected by it, he said, adding that there's still a great deal of uncertainty and that the city would have to remain nimble. Read the full story here. With onset of Omicron, Rainbow Board's online learners jump significantly. He Rainbow District School Board says the number of students taking part in the board's online learning program will jump significantly February 7th, which is the board's next available transition date to change modes of learning. This as the Omicron wave of the COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the province. Earlier this month, parents were asked to complete surveys regarding their child's mode of learning for the rest of the school year. Speaking at the January 25th Rainbow Board meeting, Director of Education Bruce Bourget said based on preliminary numbers, there will be 320 secondary students studying remotely as of the February transition date, up from 157 recorded in October. The percentage of secondary students studying remotely is increasing from 3.4% to 7%. So in effect, it's double at the secondary level, Bourget said. Read the full story here. City, SACY refuse interviews about downtown warming center issues last week. Sudbury.com ran an article about a visit this reporter made at night to the downtown warming center for the city's vulnerable homeless population. Our visit was prompted by information shared with us by the many outreach workers we interact with as part of our coverage of the city's homelessness crisis. Our sources raised several issues, staffing shortages, safety concerns, lack of supplies, particularly of Narcan, the opioid overdose medication, and the potential for a dangerous situation for staff and clients due to these issues. All of these challenges were clearly in evidence during Sudbury.com's unannounced visit. After publishing the story, we reached out to city staff and an elected official, as well as the Sudbury Action Center for Youth, SACY. Which operates the taxpayer-funded warming center that is located at 199 Larch Street in a lower level of Tom Davies Square. We were looking for a response to the situation witnessed by this reporter and the outreach workers who tipped us off. We didn't get very far. Read the full story here. Trucker convoy may cause traffic delays today and tomorrow. OPP, the Ontario Provincial Police, are advising motorists that they might face delays while traveling both today and tomorrow in relation to an anti-vaccine mandate trucker demonstration. The convoy to Ottawa 2022 is expected to roll through the northeast region down Highway 17 and Highway 11, including an anticipated stop in Nairn Centre west of Sudbury at 10 a.m. Friday. That is, pending the convoy makes it that far, with a winter weather travel advisory issued earlier today. Travel may be hazardous due to sudden changes in the weather, Environment Canada cautioned. Visibility may be suddenly reduced at times in heavy snow. Surfaces such as highways, roads, walkways and parking lots may become icy and slippery. In a release issued by media today, the OPP said they are working to minimize the impact on the traveling public and to ensure order and public safety. Motorists are being advised to check ahead for road closure information and to monitor local media for information and alternative routes. As specific delays become known, the OPP will forward information to media outlets for broadcast as on their own social media channels. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Laurentian granted creditor protection until May 31st. Limited reprieve on speaker's warrant. A couple of decisions have been rendered by the courts over the past day related to Laurentian University's ongoing insolvency restructuring. Laurentian declared insolvency and filed for creditor protection and court-supervised restructuring under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, nearly 1 year ago, on February 1, 2021. Chief Justice Jeffrey Morovitz, the judge that has heard most matters related to Lou's insolvency over the past year, released his decision Jan. 26 regarding Laurentian's request for a stay of a speaker's warrant issued by the Ontario Legislature last month. The speaker's warrant compels Laurentian to produce a long list of privileged documents by February 1, or next Tuesday. Moravitz denied Laurentian's full request related to the stay, but did grant a limited stay related to certain documents related to Lou's insolvency restructuring that are covered by court orders. This limited stay is in effect pending a determination of whether the issuance of the speaker's warrants, as related to certain documents covered by court orders, falls within the scope and extent of the Legislative Assembly's parliamentary privilege, said Moravitz's decision. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Sunny day in the works with more wind chill on the way. Expect a sunny day for your Friday. Today will be mainly sunny with a wind of up to 15 km per hour. So while the high today is minus 18, the wind chill will make it feel like minus 32 in the morning and minus 22 in the afternoon. Yet again, there is a risk of frostbite. Tonight, the skies will be clear with a low of minus 25.